It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who put the flop in petaflop. Yeah, they got that one right. It's Patch and Switch. We need a new announcer or a new scriptwriter. I gave up supervisory control over the intro script a while ago, and I don't know that I should have done that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, buddy.
Exabyte, terabyte, petabyte, what?
I don't know. They petaflopped all over.
Petaflop.
I don't know. What's a petaflop?
There's a new one that came out.
Is there a new one? Thanks to the band. Glad they made it back.
I know. They did manage to fit inside my carry-ons. That was good. The tuba was kind of hard.
The tuba
was hard.
Yeah. That's all right.
Welcome and surviving the Pacific Northwest greatest storm ever, which didn't turn out to be anything great.
Well, that was just the intro.
That was wave one.
Yeah, that was wave one of three.
Oh.
Wave two
Four.
Is happening.
Are we getting a service pack tomorrow?
Yes, I think so. I would. Yeah, anyway.
This is an agile release, guys.
Okay, so we're not doing
is that what it is?
We're not doing a waterfall.
Well,
there was a waterfall coming into my gutters.
I know, right? I had a minor roof leak last night, or so I thought, and it just turns out that when rain comes down as hard as it was, and at 30-mile-an-hour winds, and it's coming sideways, it tends to enter through the ventilation areas.
Yeah, that can work.
But I've got somebody coming to look and make sure, just in case.
Well, I was going to climb up on the ladder to clear the gutters. Before it all started, and I'm like, I don't need to do that. Really? It's not bad.
Well, you just cleaned your gutters, right?
Yeah, but the leaves come down again. You know, I don't have those little caps that go over top of them that keep the leaves out. So apparently, yes, my front two gutters need to be cleaned out.
Okay.
I'm not going to go up to the third floor. I'm just going to go to the just the small step ladder to be able to get. It's probably a lacrosse ball.
Are you going to use the power washer like you did last time?
No. The power washer that almost dragged me to my death as it rolls off the roof. No, I'm not going to be doing that again.
Because that never happens. Mm.
That never happens at all. And we've never gotten something like that on video.
I know, eh?
What? So I just looked over at the TriCaster to see what the camera's doing. Yeah. It's not on.
No, apparently we have the
TriCaster's in a box.
We have the leftover original TriCaster from Studio A.
Oh, okay.
Because they got a new TriCaster in there. And
oh, okay.
So they brought this one in here.
Oh, so does that mean that we can still do the show in 2 weeks' time versus them having to take the TriCaster out?
Supposedly. I don't know.
Okay. We'll let the audience know.
Actually, in 2 weeks' time, when is that? That's 28th?
Yes.
You're going to have to go solo for that one.
Why? Oh, you're in NZ.
I'm flying back from New Zealand, and they don't have internet over top of the Pacific Ocean. I don't know why.
Sounds like a feature request.
Apparently the towers aren't tall enough or something to be able to make it work. So there's definitely no internets on the way back.
Hey, Vision MVP says more gutter talk. Mm. Speaking of gutter talk.
We should keep this out of the gutter.
Well, no, I have to address something. I need to address something that was on the previous episode, the one when we were live from Microsoft Ignite.
With the grandfather.
In Atlanta. So big thanks to, first, the audience. For coming by, as well as everybody online who joined us.
Yes.
Except for Vizio MVP and a couple of others who thought we were doing our normal showtime and said, why didn't they say something? I'm pretty sure it was all over Twitter.
But I don't know.
Anyway.
You know what? They probably didn't get the fax that was attached to the left moose antler.
Dude, I told you, you have to put it on the right antler.
It was on the left, so it went to Quebec instead of going to Ontario.
Oh.
So it just got all messed
up. All right. But anyway, the episode is now live on patchandswitch.com. And apparently, I've been caught on a hot microphone.
What is it with hot mics? hot mics have been the downfall of so many people recently.
Yeah, well, I don't know that this is my downfall because I fully admit that I said it, and I'll say it again.
Okay.
Spoon scares me.
Hey, I remember having to call the production assistants. I gave them the look.
Of what? What was the... No.
Get rid of get rid of spoons.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because he kept doing the
kept on video bombing us.
Yeah,
gets distracting.
As if doing a show in front of a major in front of a big live audience in that massive room with the big screen behind us and us on the big screen.
Of course. Perfect.
And then seeing them. So I'm looking at the monitor ahead of us, right? And then I see us pop up on the big screen. And then I see us in the big screen, on the big screen.
It's like Inception.
Yes.
Each episode gets slower and slower and slower as it goes through.
Does it get better?
Yeah, I have to leave that to the audience for that one.
Yeah, I know,
hey,
right?
You know what? We're on iTunes, eh?
We are on
and
iTunes.
And if you're watching and you are a loyal listener, I challenge you to find your closest fruit device, go into iTunes, and please rank us. Say, give us a review.
Yeah, if you like us, give us a review and a rating. Yeah. And that makes us more discoverable for people.
It does.
And what if they don't like us?
Well, we need to have at
then
least...
Then don't give us a rating or a
review.
Thank
you. Okay.
But we need to have at least 150 different people, I think. So I need you to create alternate Apple IDs.
No.
To be,
God. This is not Wells Fargo.
Yeah, but
too
hey,
soon?
Go on in there and do that. Hey, the guy retired, didn't he?
he got retired.
Retired.
Got quit. He got quit. Right. Should we say good morning to our family,
yeah, we have a
our
small
extended family?
Today, I think.
By the way, before I forget, happy Canadian Thanksgiving late.
Yes.
Which was Monday, yes?
It was Monday. People, when I told some friends that I was going to be thinking about what to do for Canadian Thanksgiving, my American friends, they just laughed. They're like, what? I'm like, Canadian Thanksgiving. They're like, that's not a thing. What are you talking about? I'm like, of course it is. It's a month earlier. It's like, no, that doesn't happen. It's like when you don't say American Thanksgiving, you say Thanksgiving.
America. Right.
America. So I make sure I preface it by saying Canadian Thanksgiving.
Right, because it's different.
So I was a single dad that weekend, and my wife decided that we were going to celebrate Thanksgiving later. So we had a beautiful roast on Wednesday.
Oh, excellent.
And the reason why I waited till Wednesday was also because it went on sale. It was only $5 a pound, so it was a really good roast.
Nice.
It was a $90 roast that we got for $5 a pound.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, what were we doing? Oh, we were going to say hello. That's
yes.
What I'm like,
yeah.
Why did I refresh the page here?
Yeah, I'm just doing my
refresh. So let's say hello to Mr. Black Sway.
Oh, nice.
Claudia, hello. AZ Growler Guy, congratulations, sir. Welcome to the family. Tim Barrett, J. Walters 310. Tiago has joined us. My main man, J.K., Joe Kelly, Chuck Rocks Canada, Vizio MVP, our very own Essex girl has joined us. You know who else I see? Kupka!
Tom Kupka!
Tom Kupka!
Tom! Oh, and Jason Velocity
just
showed up.
Jason Velocity just showed us showed up as well. So
okay.
Welcome.
You guys and girls know this starts promptly at 9 o'clock, right? Like, this is not the Microsoft conference call. It starts at 9:07 every day. You know?
Says the guy who rolls in here 2 minutes before the show starts.
Hey, just to make sure my coffee's okay, that's all.
Uh-huh. All right. Tiago's in Vegas still.
Oh, nice.
I'm so jealous. I wanted to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are in Vegas. There was the conference there and then...
IT Dev Connections
yes.
was going on, right?
And then our good friend Denise was down there.
Mm.
I was just like, dang, I should
she
go.
Was posting stuff about something called Sneakers and Champagne.
Yes.
What is that?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
We would have to kill you if we told you.
I can't tell you. I know what it is.
That lovely segue just kind of died right there.
Yeah.
Boom. I'll just leave that on the table.
There's really just not much to say. Okay. I mean, in all honesty, there's
nothing to say.
She's doing a site visit because she works in the events team.
Okay.
So, cool. You know, they have to go check out all the various sites and locations.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of walking involved.
So sneakers and champagne
and then
is
champagne,
more comfortable.
Correct. Well, the champagne because they're trying to attract business, right?
See,
there you go, right?
Got
it's
it.
Just the world of touring places, and I don't know what event she runs or anything else. And and Vegas is changing. That's a really weird thing. They've actually leveled a couple of hotels to extend the convention center.
They don't do that in Vegas.
I know, right?
Level hotels.
But that it's really cool. Every time I go in, I'm like, wow, there's just even more.
Oh, look,
more.
Another one's gone.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think they're going to start using Samsung Note 7s to level the hotels?
Too soon?
I heard they're being used.
Asking for a friend.
They're being used for road flares right now, actually.
Tim Barrett says there's no champagne in the patch and switch room. You're absolutely correct,
sir. You are correct, sir. This is as something as AZ Growler Guy is going to know, Microsoft coffee.
Yes. Yes.
And that's a very loose explanation of what the coffee is. It's just
short
passable.
Left start.
It's passable.
It's short left start. That's
short left start.
Yeah.
But you do tall left start.
And then dump half of it out.
No, just a splash. I fill it up.
Which
high
is
enough,
about a quarter of it out.
Just a splash and it goes. Sometimes
which if you just did short, it
sink.
Would be fine.
Sometimes the splash hits the sink.
He pours out just just yeah. For those that have to drink it.
You got it.
Yeah. It's one for me, one for my homies.
Yes, it's one for the soldiers, then.
He doesn't drink it, so he's safe.
Nice. Very good.
Joe Kelly asks, is it on par with conference coffee? Actually, the sad thing is it's about 10 steps ahead of conference coffee. But here's the bad thing. At conferences, I am so addicted to coffee that I will just tolerate conference coffee.
Oh, yeah. You know what I like? I like those little plates of beans they have underneath the coffee spouts for the things. I bet you the coffee that's inside that plate would be really good because it sits in
coffee
marinades inside of coffee beans.
That have been what sitting out and handled. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You can rinse it off.
Ew.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Fair Brett says the conference coffee was 10 times better than her work coffee. Ooh.
Nice.
That's not good.
Very nice.
She was there in the Atlanta. She actually shut down a location, closed a data center, boxed up servers in Atlanta immediately following the conference.
Not as a result of attending the conference.
I didn't ask. Okay. She just said that she was
like,
doing it.
The data
it.
Center is being shut down because yes. Ignite was here. Must decontaminate these servers.
Right. Exactly.
Well, she moved them to the cloud, right? Is that
could be.
I don't
down
know.
The data
could
center?
yeah, the Ignite coffee was pretty ick. I have not been to a conference center, including in Vegas, that has had good coffee. As a matter of fact, I would challenge and say some of the Vegas conference centers have worse coffee than some of the other places that I've been. Atlanta is passable. I'll just tell you that. It's passable. It's decent enough. You had enough sugar, anything's passable.
You got it. So I've got a question out to the crowd here, the massive audience that we have right now. If you attended IT Dev Connections, I'd love to hear some tweets about how it was, what's going on, because people were at the conference this week, that sort of stuff. So, hey, share your thoughts.
A couple articles.
You know, what's going on?
Read a couple of things. Some good feedback. Of course, this is, you know, it's different. It's smaller, right? And target audience is more, I don't think I'd be lying if I said that it's targeted more to people who are in the on-prem world and a little bit behind.
Mm-hmm.
So not saying that they're behind, you know, just the technology that they're leveraging is not always, the organizations are not always up on the latest and greatest. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's fantastic. And the other thing, too, is not everybody can handle 30,000 people or 23,000 or whatever the numbers were in one place. A lot of people on my team actually preferred smaller events because they want to talk with their customers, which I appreciate. Though for me, I'm like, I want to talk to not only my customers, but every other prospective customer and person at the event, which was why I absolutely have had a really hard time reentering the real world atmosphere of being back at work and not at Ignite, hanging out with 20,000 of my closest friends and running around from here to there like a madman.
So Corey, my skip level boss, has already asked where his robot is.
What, he thinks that we can afford another one?
He's trying to figure out if he can actually put one into his line item of his budget to be able to get a robot for here. So we'll see if he actually goes through with it or not. In case you missed it, on Tuesdays with Corey that week, I actually did an interview with him on the robot.
Yeah, I didn't actually see that. I shot it.
Yeah.
I was the camera guy, but I never actually saw the episode. Did it turn out well?
It's apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently people liked it.
Okay.
So we'll see where she goes.
Tiago says, no prison food. We had real food. Yeah, at any rate. 23,000 people. Difference. trying to move them from one place to another. I'll stop there.
Yeah.
I actually, to be honest with you, in all fairness, I missed a lot of meals.
Yep.
Flat out didn't eat for a couple of days. In fact, for the first
that's par for the course.
4 days.
That we do, right?
4 days. I didn't see sun.
Yeah.
So it was arrive before the sun, before dawn, and leave after dusk, and you know maybe grab. You know, a handful of almonds or whatever the little snacks were around and about on the floor, like during trash and trinkets and the receptions and stuff. However, starting on I want to say it was Wednesday or Thursday, they had this turkey wrap. I think it was turkey or it was chicken. Oh my good gosh, that was awesome. Just saying. At any rate. Everybody for everybody who was complaining about the food, there's a bunch of people who actually liked it and liked the convenience factor of it. But something that we're always working on, always taking feedback, right? So I hear you. Gotcha. Did you have a hard time reentering? I know we're like 15 minutes in the show.
I'm not even done reentering yet.
Yeah.
Like I will say one thing, the 2 hour and change flight because I actually came back and then I went immediately back out again to San Francisco for a customer visit. And so I used my airplane time to...
You mean the time you spent delayed in the airport?
Yes.
Because what do you mean that there's delays going into San Francisco?
I don't understand. But apparently, yes, there are delays going into San Francisco. The one good thing is when you book your flight literally like 24 hours before you have to leave, is that you can make a change to it pretty easy.
Yes.
Because you don't have to worry about paying any fees. And it bumped me up to get onto the upgrade list. So
I was
able to get on the upgrade list, which also meant that I had lots of time to purge my 825 emails down to a more manageable sub-100 level of things. So I got through a whole chunk of email, which is always good.
Control-A, delete?
Control-A, shift-delete, actually.
Oh, shift-delete. You're not messing about. No, you just shift-delete it.
Shift-delete that.
Veronica's joined us. Hello, V. Nice. As has Frederick Bork Bork, our favorite robotic Swedish robot.
Swedish friend.
I only got to play around with the beams for a little bit, but man, that was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had J-Shock. J-Shock showed up for the picture. Yep. Now, this was a frightening thing.
I wanted to do booth duty as a robot. We never made that happen.
No, well, every time we went to go get on the robots, they were already taken. Yeah.
After I left you guys, I started cruising around in the area there, and I started following this one group, and I actually started going, exterminate, exterminate, as I kept following them.
Nice.
They kind of turned around. And
I did see a picture that somebody posted of somebody taking one of the robots down the escalator. That made me happy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know how much that cost
me. No robots were harmed during this process.
Are you sure? Because I haven't seen the bill yet.
I don't know. I still haven't done my expenses yet, so that's my task for
today. Oh, really? What do you got there? That's not a band.
No, this is a Charge 2. It's a new one.
Oh, it's the Fitbit.
That came out.
Yeah.
It's actually quite nice.
Yeah? Okay.
7.5 day battery life. All right. Which is nice. Integration with my Fruit device quite nicely and Fitbit. I always like the Fitbit app. It's quite good for doing a whole bunch of different types of stuff. And it auto-detects the fact that I'm on elliptical because of the motion.
Oh, yeah?
And then weights. It detects weights and also walks and runs and all sorts of fun stuff. So it basically, because my band went belly up, completely belly up. The right-hand side split so far apart that basically it was like just flopping around like a busted leg. Flopping around like a chicken leg.
Okay.
So I this was one of my random spinnings I was going to talk about was this guy here.
Okay, well, then let's not talk about it.
We should actually,
spinning.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, right? Let's say hello to Jen. Jen's joined us, as has JBrea1, and Colleen has joined us, so hello.
Nice.
So let's start the show. Let's talk about what we've been doing. So from the trenches, the stuff that we do in our normal everyday, day-to-day jobs.
Work-wise.
Yeah.
Work-wise.
Yeah.
I have been working with a transition of the docs team, because we're still working with docs and docs and docs and docs. You know, there's no surprise. We're eventually going to be moving to the place where your documents are stored.
Yes.
Docs.microsoft.com.
Yes.
And we're getting closer and closer and closer.
I was in a meeting. They actually, your name was thrown around in that meeting.
Hopefully with good comments. Not
no, pretty much. Everybody was like,
under the bus.
Why are you here and Rick's not? Nice. We work with him more than we work with you. Is this going to be a patch and switch meeting? That's what Fernandez said.
It's going to be a switch or a patch. This is the other half.
Yeah.
We're doing that one there. Actually, one of the requests just came in from Corey saying, please, for the love of all that is holy, fix this for us. And they came back and said, okay, we can do that. So I'm like, yes. But I can't tell you what it is until we get closer to the date. So soon, very soon.
Okay.
So I've been doing docs. Second thing I've been doing is I've been working on shoring up some and answering questions. For some reason, there's a lot of communication going on right now about Oracle technologies and SAP technologies, and whenever the word Oracle or SAP come up, it comes to me somehow because I manage part of those relationships on the technical side of things.
Yes.
And so I've been dragged into a lot more conversations of late, which has been kind of fun. Always kind of fun. For a guy that doesn't do databases, like, I'm not a database guy. I set up the
You're
infrastructure.
Not an SAP guy
not
either.
Not necessarily. Well, you know, the good thing about the SAP thing is it's raw infrastructure for how it works. So
that's true.
My bread
what
and
you're
butter.
Working on,
yeah,
right?
Totally, yeah. So that's my bread and butter. So I've been doing those things of late.
Yeah.
And also battling TFS tickets. You know TFS?
As in Visual Studio TFS?
Visual Studio TFS online.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we store all of our document requests. And I'm they migrated us from an on-premises one over to a cloud-based one, finally, for the way that we store our docs information. And they did, in my opinion, a okay job of preserving the data. But they also did this weird scope and time and some fields change. So it makes it so that we have to basically clean up a whole whack of tickets. So I can't get my nice clean report for my 11 o'clock meeting today that says how many documents are currently being worked on and who's working on them. So I've got a smallest violin being played for me right now. Sorting through tickets? No one does that anymore, do they? Tickets?
No, we sort through VSO
tickets?
Items.
Tickets?
We don't.
We sort through the backlog.
IT does tickets.
I still don't do Visual Studio full-fledged on my desktop. Some people do that for being able to manage these tickets. I do just online web.
I use the web. The web interface is getting better and better every time.
And apparently, you can actually log an ICM, and it'll come to me. Did you know that?
No.
So ICM is incident. Something.
Yeah, I can log an incident and it comes to you?
It will get routed to me. And I didn't know this.
So awesome.
I've been ignoring these things. I don't know what they are. And all of a sudden, I get a call from this guy. He's a support
incident
engineer,
management.
Escalation engineer, one of the managers, saying, how come you're not responding to your tickets? I'm like, I don't have any
tickets.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
TPS report.
Tickets? So we don't need no stinking
tickets.
Apparently,
I have a couple of incidents that I have to close. But they're only a SEV.
Well, there's a surprise.
They're a SEV 3 and a SEV 4, so they're not.
Oh, okay.
Not
well, at least.
The SEV 3 and SEV 4 means when you get to it.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Supposedly, if a higher one comes in, someone's going to tell me.
Okay.
I hope. So that's been my busy week. Craziness.
Yeah.
And my doggy is recovering from surgery.
Yes.
And so he's
both have doggies recovering.
I know, right? So I've got my dog is actually going today to get his staples out.
Ah.
So we can finally get rid of the cone of shame.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go upstairs and do some laundry. Here, doggy, put the cone on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cone of shame. I have been working on docs as well.
Really?
As now I own.
This is now the documentation show.
Almost. Well, I think what it is this is what happens when you're the FNG in engineering. You get the docs.
You get the docs and and the difficult partners.
Yes, exactly. So my job is actually our documentation quality and freshness.
Oh, I know those well. Sky High.
Uh-huh.
So should we switch the name of the show from Patch and Switch to Docs and Decks?
You wouldn't be that far off.
I know.
Docs and Markdown.
Docs and Markdown. Docs and Markdown. I'm going to buy you some beers and we're going to go over. Once we get migrated on the new one.
We need to film the Markdown and Git training that I can do for you for Docs, I think.
We should do that.
That would be hilarious.
I would like to sit through this training myself.
Over
beer. We need to do this.
Over
beer. I think we should do it.
Over beer.
So anyway, I've also proudly shipped a few things. We've shipped a 3-part retail guide for identity and retail, particularly as it's related to Azure Active Directory.
Very cool.
And I had a little bit of a hand in those, as well as a Azure Active Directory proof of concept guide.
Yep.
More details on the proof of concept guide to come. But if you want more information on this, I highly recommend following Alex Simons.
So he's been tweeting a lot recently.
We just have had a lot of things happening in our world.
Do you write his tweets?
No.
No?
He does his own.
Wow.
But you can follow him at Alex_A_Simons. That's Oh, my goodness.
Simons.
Thank you. Gosh. I'm looking at it and I get it. He just tweeted, actually, PowerShell 2 for identity is in preview.
Yes, I saw it was released in preview.
Of course, our device-based conditional access gone GA.
Yep.
And then Azure Active Directory Domain Services is G8. That was our latest news.
That's AADDS. Azure Active Directory Domain Services.
Yes.
AADDS. I think Mike 077 said that.
MKE07.
Peter, yeah.
Yeah. Peter Gray.
Yeah.
What's
MKE stand for?
Milwaukee, where he lives. I've told you this.
That's the airport code, dude.
That's Huawei.
That's Laverne and Shirley, isn't it?
Yes.
Laverne and Shirley from Milwaukee?
Yes.
Nice.
Does
he know them?
Oh, my goodness.
Laverne and Shirley?
Frederick says Huawei. He might bring the robots to Tech Day Sweden.
Nice.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Apparently, the crew is absconded with my robots. I didn't see what happened to them after the conference, but apparently they've been absconded.
Check them back in again.
Yeah.
You didn't check them in? I'm going to get lost charges about these things, aren't I?
They weren't there Friday morning, I'll say that.
Craziness. Well, the whole conference center destroyed itself on
Thursday night.
It takes 3 weeks to build this thing, and like less than 48 hours to have the whole thing gone.
Gone.
Craziness.
Yeah. What even crazier is that the arena where they held the keynote.
Yep.
They were in there a week and a half building it out, and it was gone the next day.
Yeah.
And ready for hockey, right?
So I think it was basketball.
Basketball. Okay. One of the two. I knew that.
But yeah. Let's see. No, Jen, I did not add a GPS tracker on them. It was something I wanted to add, but it was a little bit out of scope in terms of the budget. So yeah, lots of documentation, lots of guides that I've been putting out. Also working on some forthcoming video informational series on Azure Active Directory, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the planning phases of that.
Is
I
that
can,
like interview stuff or screencast?
No, this is going to be kind of a learning type course type.
Oh, yeah.
Something. Haven't worked out exactly, but we've got a good framework.
Nice.
A good framework of some stuff happening there. And I'm thinking about bringing back the identity show, which is something that Cymonster kicked off.
Dun.
Here on Channel 9 and did like two episodes.
You should do it like a dragnet.
So, or is the first one going to be the Bourne identity?
The Bourne identity.
Can I mute him?
You have the audio control right over there.
I know. I have to move over there.
You need a mute button.
I know, right? A cough button.
Yeah.
And then his mute button. Would have been neat to see where they were on a mapping system. Yes, Jen. That's something that we learned. With the robots, we couldn't find them, and then they couldn't find where they were.
Yeah,
they're roaming around. They're
Frederick and Ludwig were saying that they had issues where they'd all of a sudden would like beam into a different one, and they wouldn't know where they were. They'd have to figure out. Hello, sir. Can you help me?
Can you point me toward this place? But the great thing is the people would do it.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's the same thing. Like Ludwig would go stand up by the elevator, and somebody would come. Oh, do you need me to press the button? Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
Peter Gray says, did I hear there's a Slack channel for Patch and Switch? Allegedly, there is one. I've never checked it.
I'm actually going to the Slack channel right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the next segment of the show, which is Beer Money, the support that we do for our friends, our family, our family's friends, persons, animals, others. We have been in emergency preparedness mode as we have There was two lows. There was actually a very, very big low pressure system that hit last night.
Oh, yeah.
That actually split into two, so it didn't affect us as much as they had expected us to. However, there's another low pressure system cruising in over the Pacific that has the remnants of a freaking typhoon in it.
Exactly.
Which looks like it's going to directly impact us, at least the latest forecast models. I haven't looked to see.
They're still going up north. Vancouver Island.
It just kind of depends because last night it was targeted more towards Seattle. So it you just got to wait and see. It's one of those. It's like hurricanes. You don't know until
they're there.
And
sometimes it'll deflect off of Vancouver Island into Puget Sound down to Seattle and then go straight into Canada.
Wow.
Canadian defense system.
But at any rate, the fact that we had probably a good 2 to 3 inches of rain last night along with some winds, our trees have not yet released all their foliage. So they're basically big sails. And then they're expecting 30 to 40 mile an hour sustained with gusts of 50 to 60, that tends to do away with power, particularly in a region that has grown as quickly as the Puget Sound has.
I'm just fortunate that we live in the neighborhoods that have all the main wires buried, knock on wood, right?
As long as the big transmission lines don't go down.
It's the transmission lines.
And it's all the lines into your neighborhood that are in the air, so that's what'll get cut.
No, not in the area where we are, but yeah.
From what I understand, they have the main lines going into a small data center that's up there, and also into the QFC and other areas, and then they feed off of those ones.
Well, I know the big transmission lines are behind my house.
Oh, I know. You can tap into those. I hear a couple of
jumper cables.
Just like the red one goes on this one over here, the black one over there. Just don't touch the bottom ones together once you got them on there.
Which one's the black and which is the red to the house?
I don't even want to know. This is where I want to have my drop button.
Tornado hit on the Oregon coast about 45 minutes ago. We were under tornado warnings on the coast of Washington as well earlier this morning. So I don't know if you noticed. I don't know what time you drove in, but the time I was driving in about 15, 20 after, there's this eerie kind of greenish color, which is never a good sign for those of us who live in the South tornado zones. Mm-hmm. The only good thing here is that you don't have that humidity and that supercharged updraft that happens because that was not pretty.
When I was driving in, it was a little bit later than that, and there actually was like glimpses of blue sky and sunlight. But if you look up at the clouds, they were like flying across.
Yeah,
flying across.
Peter says that the high power transmission lines run through my yard. No, they don't run through my yard, but I can see them from my yard.
Nice.
Otherwise, that would explain things, but no.
Yep.
There's no explanation.
I actually prepared for this properly. this weekend.
You leave.
I'm leaving. Yeah, leaving. I'm getting out of here.
You're going to Phoenix. You're going to go see Art and Jim.
That's if your
I'm
plane
jealous.
Takes off. Plane's not going to take off in the weather, dude.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
But yeah, here's the thing. The weather's pretty, not coming until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The heaviest
so
is tomorrow.
So tonight's okay to get out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But at any rate, Nerd Piles joined us. Hello.
Nice.
And again, him and Peter have just piled on saying that explains. There's no explaining me. I've told you this.
Yeah.
I've spent, so everything has been charging.
Yeah. Same with me.
Every single portable battery in the house for phones charged. Every laptop charged. Every device, tablet, whether they're Surfaces, Pros 3s, Pros 2s, anything that I can stream any type of media and entertain from is charged and good to go.
Got it.
Do
you have your infrastructure on UPS?
I don't have it on UPS.
I have my cable modem and also my wireless access point on UPS.
What UPS did you purchase?
I have it's an older APC. I want to say 1505 or something.
How many hours do you have on it?
For that kind of a load, easily 5 days. Easily 5 days.
Really? Because
there's no servers on it. It's just stupid little 9-volt wall warts, and that's it.
So what strength or what size? It's just a little one, though, right?
Oh God, no. It's like this tall.
Oh, you have a big-ass one.
It's a server. It came from one of my old gigs ages ago.
Oh, wow.
He found it in
the
hallway.
I'm a little jealous.
I didn't find it in the hallway.
Well, so here, we'll do this.
You can come over and plug into my UPS if you need to.
I'll come over and plug into your UPS, and you can come over and cook on my gas stove because you've got electric.
Yeah, I'll be cooking gas over top of the beer burners in the garage if I need to.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
But you just make sure that there's no ventilation going on.
Yeah, so because the fan that we normally plug in.
Open up the garage doors.
Yeah.
Open up the garage doors.
Particularly with that wind, that's going to be awesome. You know, just come over to the house. We got you.
We're going to Joey's. I'll bring the battery pack.
Okay, you bring the.
And I got some car batteries in series, in parallel.
I could totally see him rolling this big thing. Hey, Joey, I'm here. Here's the power.
Here's the UPS.
Let me plug in your house.
Yeah.
How long will it run it?
Days. Oh, Peter says, how about flashlights, perishables, water, food, toilet paper? Oh.
Luckily, we always have at least 20 gallons of water in white beer buckets in our garage.
Yes.
So that's
not touch the beer water.
Hey, man, if we're going down, we're one bad windstorm away from Barterville, as Mr. Ned Pyle likes to say about the east side.
Yeah. The he's not far away. The first sign
they
of
were
this
rationing
storm.
Gas yesterday.
Where?
At the gas station up by our place. They
Are
literally
you kidding me?
They had four employees that were guarding the exit, so there was only one path in and one path out because there was about to be road rage going on for people filling up the gas tanks. I'm like, it's a windstorm.
Well, but if you lose power and you're stuck up there, you don't have gas in the car to get out.
It's downhill. You can roll.
Okay, but see, here's
the bottom of the hill.
But when that's empty and all the other gas stations are empty and you're trying to get over to the east side or out of town. So,
could
yeah.
be.
See, I'm
riding the wild side. I got half a tank right now. I'm good for about 150
see,
miles.
See, I've got 3/4 and I'm a little bit concerned and thinking I should go top off before I head home. But for me, yes, Peter, all of that stuff I have because of being in Houston and living through 3 hurricanes,
yep.
One of which could have been a lot more severe than it was, but we took a direct hit there. literally the night before, we were expecting a Category 5 in full destruction.
Wow.
I had evacuated the family a couple hundred miles inland. I, of course, had to go back.
Just look after the IT center?
Uh-huh. Because we had to be back up and online and running for some reason. So the flashlights, so what I did is at the first sign of the storm, I went on the Amazons and ordered like $30 worth of batteries,
nice.
which appeared at the house same day.
Yep.
And then, you know, of course the other stuff. Yeah. I think the only thing that I just may not have enough water, but yeah.
We get the beer water.
We get the beer water.
You can
I've got plenty of drinking water and all that. It's just we didn't. Yeah. We normally would fill up. You fill up your bathtubs and at least that's how we would do it in Houston. So fill up your bathtubs and your sinks in case you need to use the toilet because you don't have water.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
One thing that can actually help is you can if you have an empty 2-liter bottle, or even a 2-liter of something you don't like to drink, put it in the tank of the.
No, yeah, that's a good idea.
And it reduces the amount that you need to flow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Have you been doing any beer money tech support?
I haven't. Well, that's it. I have stuff, man. Okay, go ahead.
I am happy to say.
We only have 25 minutes left in the show, but that's all right.
I am happy to say that I finally replaced.
Okay, so I did do some beer money support. One of my wireless devices.
I finally replaced one of my wireless devices.
Does it count that I did beer money support for you? Because I actually helped you fix your wireless.
Yeah. So we replaced the gateway with the Cisco 505 ASA. I've since now replaced that, unfortunately, because it turns out the license for that is for 10 devices.
Oh, so even though you had a DHCP range for
32, it only allowed 10 MAC addresses to go through the router
at a time? Oh, yeah.
So that quickly filled up with five people in the family with five phones and at least four or five different computers in the house. Didn't work.
Yep. See, that's what I got working for you was that 5505.
Yeah, I know. So it's all
I told
to
you
go.
it was overkill.
It was something I was trying out.
But did it prove out that your problem was probably DNS related?
It was DNS related and gateway related for sure.
Okay.
So what did you replace it with? I replaced it with, there was a sale on for a Nighthawk 1700, AC 1700.
Oh, so you replaced the entire wireless infrastructure then.
I added, well, that's now, see here, now here's my thing. I'm thinking my Linksys with the faulty 5 gigahertz
band
modem stack.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about simply turning off wireless on that guy.
Okay.
And using him just as the gateway. And then having and then have my Nighthawk 1700 out in the
main
area
as
the access point that gets plugged into. Okay. But right now it's the other way. Right now it's the Nighthawk inside the closet and then that other guy is still running as my main wireless access point. The house.
No. You want the Nighthawk because it's got better it's got better bandwidth too.
Well, technically it doesn't. It's the same as it's the one I have is better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's got six antenna points.
I thought the Nighthawk has three.
Oh, okay.
Nighthawk has three. The 1900 does. Oh,
okay.
But it's. I was looking at it basically just for a gateway device anyway.
Since I've got a Starro gateway device, I'm looking at getting Ubiquiti. One of the small Ubiquities.
Aren't those awesome? I was reading an article about this. It popped up in my Twitter feed or something.
Yeah.
About they're essentially enterprise access points, but they're a price point that works well for $120 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And you actually get a couple of these, and they have better coverage than anything that is out in the retail space. They have better configurability in terms of the bands you can use because they are designed for enterprise use.
Right. And
the thing is that you do need to have a different gateway
and
router and all of that, which I've actually been looking at the device that Bruce recommended. I forget who makes it. I'd have to go look.
I want to say HP.
No, it wasn't an HP. It was I forget who makes it. Anyway, it's an enterprise, you know, router does DNS, does
DHCP. I basically did a BeigeBox Sophos, they bought a Starro security gateway.
Ooh, Joe Kelly, we're going to have to talk, buddy. He's deploying a 4 access point Ubiquiti Unify setup in his new house. But the UI...
Pictures or it didn't happen?
No, for sure.
Diagram.
Nice setup, but the UI really asks you to have the USG. You don't need the USG to use the system.
Okay.
Just makes it nicer, but the USG is their gateway, right? That's their gateway,
and it's
about $150 too, I think, right?
Yeah, I just with the Starro / Sophos security gateway, that thing's just massively easy to set up for me.
When you have the DVD player,
when I have a DVD burner to install, I can use. Some people,
I'm going to talk about that, JK, because I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you used as a gateway, because this is my only caveat. I need the ability to schedule when devices can connect and when they cannot connect.
So that's one thing that the Linksys, Cisco / Linksys device that I have that does that. It has really good parental controls. And it doesn't matter if it's being used as the wireless access point or not because it goes by MAC address. So basically it goes in and simply shuts those things down.
So I on my Sophos... They actually have where you can create groups based on MAC addresses, and you could say like a.
Do you put parental controls on yourself?
No, I put parental controls on my guests, so they can't see my systems.
Right. Nice.
As my good friend Julianne called it, the net nanny.
The net nanny.
Yes.
So he's using his R7000 that he has tomato firmware on. And then just disabling Wi-Fi on it until the USG matures. Okay, that makes sense. So he's using a home grade router / gateway.
Yep.
So I could use my ASUS and then just route via AP to the Unity.
Yeah,
Unity?
Yeah, exactly.
Unify.
The big thing for me
ubiquity.
Is, honestly, the ubiquity. The big thing for me is just simply
Huawei.
Having enough ports inside of the wiring closet to be able to feed the different access points in the rest of the house. So, like, if I have my
main
router,
there's proper wiring.
There's these things. They're called switches.
No, I know, but you can only cascade so many off each other.
We should have
a
show about them.
Only cascade so many off of each other at gigabit speeds. So basically, you can only have the main switch and then one other on the other side before it starts doing really nasty noise. You can't run two of them off there. So for me, it's like I've got the you have to have your main gateway device inside the actual closet itself.
Right.
And then you have to have your wireless access points elsewhere. What I used to be doing was actually running a cable from the access point, from the the demarcation point where the internet comes in, through the wiring over to where my access point was in the center of the house, and that would be my gateway. But then I'm stuck. I can't get any other cables over to that thing.
So Joe Kelly's like, 24-port PoE Netgear switch powers the entire thing. Yeah. There you go. You invest in it so that I've got a 10-port switch.
Just,
it's not PoE. Oh,
I just broke him.
You just broke the 9 guy.
I just broke the 9 guy.
I don't have power over Ethernet. I don't have PoE, but I have a 10-port Netgear switch that I love. And then that just hits in each of the rooms. There's also a switch there.
Yeah.
Just because I have two devices in each room.
You've got your
the big one that the
demarcation
D-mark,
that goes into your ASUS, and then from your ASUS that's in your wiring closet.
My ASUS is by the wiring closet. Everything goes into the wiring closet from there into a switch
in the wiring closet. Mm-hmm. So you have more than just the four ports.
Correct.
And then you have on the other end of that switch you have more
another
devices.
Switch. Yep.
Wow.
Just because my Xbox.
You're breaking so many laws of like Ethernet.
No, because switches are awesome because they're smart and they stop all that crap from happening.
I'm telling you, man.
Routers did that crazy stuff.
IEEE
switches
was
did
investigating
not.
Your house, you'd be in violation.
Of what?
You have too many. It's 3-2-1. the number of segments you can have between switches at gigabit speeds. Don't you remember this? I was about to swear right there.
Wow.
I stopped.
So things have changed, my friend.
Next is going to tell me I don't have to worry about crossover cables.
You don't have to worry about crossover cables.
Shut the front door. What? No crossover cables anymore?
For those of you new to the program, this is a technical show. Hey, Matt Griff's joined us. Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
My goodness. My life has just been revolutionized. What are you talking about?
Yeah. If only one of the people on this show was called Switch. I don't know. Am I wrong? I mean, I have a switch, right?
Yeah.
Everything goes out from there, hits another switch so that other devices can connect in versus using a router.
Or a hub.
Sorry, not a router, a hub.
Yes.
I don't want to use a hub.
Correct.
Hubs are stupid. And by that, I mean they're dumb. They can't properly route traffic.
Well, no.
But a switch can.
They're slow. I mean, wait.
Yeah. Yes.
No, you are correct, sir.
Let's talk about random spending because there is a topic in the chat room going on right now, which is a topic that is near and dear to what I'm dealing with right now, which is what are we replacing our Microsoft bands with? And you have already done yours with your...
Is the camera on me? Can you see
the camera is on you.
There we go.
With your
Fitbit
Charge.
Charge 2.
Which they say the band also self-destructs
charge,
on.
Charge 2. Not the charge.
Charge
2.
Okay, but in the chat room said the band self-destructs on it,
The band is completely replaceable.
Okay, but it's still self-destructs.
The Charge 1 was not. The Charge 1 had issues. This is the Charge 2. So that's why I went with the Charge 2. It literally only came out about 4 or 5 weeks ago, if that. So Charge 2 is the way to go for me. 7.5 hour battery life, all the Fitbit integration, automated detection of stuff, and it's been great.
Real quick, Henrik wants to know how your trip to San Francisco went. Did you get into trouble with fog as per Joey and Denise?
I did not, but my flight was delayed because there was a delay earlier in the day.
Yes.
That caused an air stop, or what do they call that?
A ground stop.
Air traffic control stop.
Yep.
An AC stop.
Yep.
So I was delayed an hour and a half.
And why did they have that AC stop earlier in the day?
There's too much congestion going on.
Because of?
I don't know.
Fog.
Was it fog?
Yes.
Well, the next day, there was no fog in the morning.
Yes, okay.
There was no delays the next day.
Right. But so. It happens.
Anyways. But I will say this. If you fly into San Francisco, go into Oakland or San Jose.
But, and that's what I tried to tell him. And he argued with me for an hour going, Oakland isn't close to San Francisco.
It's yes, not. It is. It's across the bay.
It's across the bay.
But not where I was staying. It wasn't. It
you
could
take
close.
The BART. It's just take the BART.
But so I, he I was south. Go, he was south down near south. SFO.
So then go to San Jose.
But
right.
It's still too far.
No, you're not.
I've made the mistake of going to San Jose Airport and having a meeting downtown before.
Yes, you plan appropriately for the time to get there.
So apparently there are multiple choices that I didn't know.
Anyway,
about.
It's fine. So but what is the charge too waterproof?
What I will say, yes, it is waterproof.
Okay.
It's water resistant.
Oh, no.
They don't say you can go swimming with it, but
okay.
It's perfectly fine in the shower and washing dishes, I can tell you. And I don't swim anyway.
I'm still wondering why you would even wear it in the shower. But so.
Got to get those extra steps.
Got to get the extra steps, man, when you're in the shower. So it is water resistant. It is water resistant. Are we transitioning to random spending now or something like that? Or
we
what?
Did transition. I brought us back. Sorry.
Nice.
Does it have integration with Microsoft Health?
No. Why would it have integration with Microsoft Health? It has the Fitbit.com integration, which is way better.
Than but
Microsoft
I thought
Health.
Fitbit did talk to Microsoft.
Microsoft Health has been renamed to Microsoft Band, I think, hasn't they?
Yep.
Has it?
The app has been named a band.
Oh, okay.
So I've abandoned it.
Nerdpile says, based on the travel thing, seriously, San Jose, then Uber.
Yep.
Uber it? We did take Ubers before. But, so it was pretty neat. It was a neat thing.
You know, Sacramento's not that far either if you want to just rent a car.
The other thing, there's a lot of talk. Charge 2. I'm looking, and I know V is as well because we've had conversations, as a couple of my friends on the social medias, about the Fruit Watch.
Oh, hey. Multi-tier protocols. That's why switches are better.
Yes.
I'm just looking at it right now. You can do 3-2-1, so I'm completely wrong. You can do 3 levels of switches.
Yes.
Not just 2. I was mistaken thinking you only did 2.
But even still, I would still be well within the realm.
You are, because you got 3 levels. 3 levels with two pieces of cable between them. You're fine.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
You got it.
Okay.
This is from serverfault.com.
What's next?
On networking. I bought
West
something
swing
else.
Moment there, sorry.
I bought something else as well.
What did you buy?
Are we talking random spending?
Yes.
So because of all the stuff.
So am I, Nerdpile. So am I.
So with all the stuff that's been going on, I also bought a. Where is it? Where is it? I'm trying to remember what the heck the name of it is. It's a. I bought a radio.
Like an FM radio?
Little transistor radio?
Little transistor.
You crank it up.
I need one of those emergency radios.
We do have I have an emergency radio
it's
that
a citizen, I need to get one. Citizen band radio.
Oh, jeez, a CB?
A CB.
You bought a CB?
Yeah.
Because he wants to talk to Snover. He just wants to be just like Snover.
I did. He actually piqued my interest. And so I looked into it, and I need to have a CB for my Jeep if I go off-roading anyway. And so I bought myself a little handheld CB.
You don't have to.
It's If I get stuck in the woods with...
There are these things called satellite phones.
Yeah. So a CB for $60 is a little bit more cost effective with no monthly
charge. So long as somebody's listening on the other side.
Exactly.
There is. And so normally when you go riding with friends, there is.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, I bought myself a CB radio, and I'm trying to remember... What? There it is right there. Finally.
Breaker, breaker.
It is.
Foul Temper said the same thing.
Exactly.
Just as I said that.
Just as he said that.
I bought myself a Baofeng. A Baofeng.
Watch your mouth.
Huawei.
A Baofeng CB radio handheld device.
The Hopage?
It's called the BF F8HP, which is a 8-watt handheld device.
Okay.
So, and it also has... I can actually apparently...
Does it have the marine channels on it?
It has marine channels as well as the fire department, police department, weather service. And it's strong enough that I actually, if I go into those special areas, I need to actually have a license to use it. So now I'm going to be taking my ham radio certification.
Yeah, so that's actually, Henrik says, get your ham radio, your ham operator's license.
Yeah,
it's right, exactly. Better than CB.
Yeah. It's like, so this one will do ham stuff as well. Wanted to.
And then
Tim Barrett.
Breaker 19. This is the knucklehead. What's your 20 comeback? Their nice. Pile's killing me. Nice. Love it. Love it. Love it. Let's see. Did the radio come with a free rocking chair? Tim Barrett. Nice. Nice job. So marine wise, I might want to talk to you about that because I actually am looking at potentially getting just something just have on the boat. Again, it's rare that I'm on anywhere.
He's on lakes.
Yeah, I'll be on lakes. Him. But there are some very large lakes here that if you get into a situation or a situation very similar to I think we're going to lose the battery on my camera because it's flashing lights at me.
So let's switch over to the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Which I don't even know where is there. Is there another? Well, there's that one, but there's there?
That's it. That's what he's got.
There's not one that shows the whole room.
No.
Oh,
we had to get rid of that one for budget reasons.
So you can not see me, which works
even better.
Yeah, exactly. Even better. The situation that existed.
This was a freaking Samsung.
Yeah.
Nice.
The situation where people went out on Wave Runner devices, and you saved them. Having a radio there where you can actually go, hey. So
this little device is kind of cool because I can actually run an antenna cable from my front console area all the way through the Jeep to the back and get like a big 20-foot
whip. Oh, you can get one of those whip antennas?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's so long, you actually have to tie it down to the front of the Jeep.
Yes, you need that. Boom. And then you need to put a flag on the top of a little Canadian flag or a moose.
Yeah,
a moose head. Because wouldn't that improve the signal, right? Moose ears?
It would.
Yeah.
It does, especially when they're wrapped in tinfoil. But, man, it's hard to wrap them. Oh, man, it's hard to wrap those things.
I haven't random spent to their own essentials to get everything up and running. All but right. I am looking at the Apple Watch. It is something I've been looking at.
See, I decided not to go with the watch. I went with this instead.
Yeah.
$140.
Well, my debate that I have now with the Apple Watch is I don't need GPS because I wouldn't use the device without my phone because my phone is either going to be playing music if
I still can't put you going out jogging with it. You're not a jogger type of guy.
A treadmill guy.
Treadmill guy. So your GPS is in one spot.
That's exactly right. I don't need it. It's fine. Why would you run outside? That's shenanigans to me.
Well, it's just kidding. Lovely in the rain and the wind, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Like it is right now. Frederick has to go. Dinner's ready. So have a good evening, sir, and a great weekend. We should be back in 2 weeks' time, in a fortnight time. We still have to work on that because there was an email that went out that said that we wouldn't be able to because they're taking the TriCaster, but I think they swapped things out. So
we'll check.
We'll check with the boss. We'll check with Magic. They should be listening in the other room, but they're probably not.
They didn't listen to us this week.
They did listen to us
last week last time.
At Ignite, and they were very jealous of our Ignite trip. But anyway, I was looking at the Apple Watch, and the new generation of the Gen 1 watch, if that
V2.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the V2.
It's a V2 of the Gen 1, in other words. It's the one that's not waterproof and does not have a GPS, but it has a faster processor in it.
They advertise people swimming with it on.
So that's the new one. That's the Gen 2. That has the GPS.
Are you going to buy the G2 or not?
See, that's what I'm debating on, is I can save over $100-something by going with the version 1, which still has the faster processor and still runs the software. It's just it doesn't have a GPS and I can't swim with it.
Or you could buy that for $140.
Well, again, when you get the Gen 1 watch, it's $160 or $170 or something like that. It's not all that expensive, right? So maybe I'm wrong.
Are you going to get the old man version with the larger screen or the hipster?
Well, so I have no problem wearing
You are all about big watches.
Right.
All about big watches.
It's just, yes. And so.
Oh, more importantly, can you customize Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse on the Gen 1 watches?
Yes, you can.
Or only on Gen 2s?
No, I think you can do it on.
I think that would be a feature lock that they would do.
You
have to upgrade to be able to.
Doesn't matter. I can have different bands for different fashion statements. Right.
But there you go. That could happen.
Tim Barrett says don't buy the first version, but I want the next generation of the first version, if that makes sense. So it's the updated processor. So Tim Barrett, it can't be a baller with V1X. It's not going to be V1X. It's 1.5.
Nice.
And I don't care about being a baller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was. Okay, anyway. Let's see. What else do we have going on? We have 5 minutes left of the shoe of the big program.
Do we even have time to talk about beer?
We have done nothing.
The last beer that we made was the red, which is now tasting freaking gorgeous at this time.
Excellent.
I will say that I've also discovered, for the very first time, not your father's ginger ale.
Yes.
Not the ginger, not the root beer, the ginger ale. That sucka is 5.9%.
So is the root beer.
It's insane.
So there's two things that I have to pick up on the way back home before being locked in the house.
Number one thing that they always
actually
sell
three things.
Is,
I need ice,
liquor and alcohol.
I need ice. I need ginger beer because I got a crap ton of vodka.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got some new copper cups.
And some limes.
Nice. Yep, that's exactly it.
Nice. Well, I can recommend the ginger beer that I've been using has been some of the Pacific Northwest produced stuff, which is quite good.
Oh, you're not using the Bundaberg?
I'm not using Bundaberg right now. Huh. So it, up in the QFC, it's in the front portion.
Yeah.
You'll see. It's there.
And
it's
it good. Says on there that it was made in the
There's two
Northwest.
Of them. One is like the artsy-fartsy lumberjack-wearing handlebar mustache kind.
Did you just say artsy-fartsy?
Artsy-fartsy. and then the other one, the hipster style. And then the other one is just, I would call it historical.
Ew. Ew. Some historical ginger beer.
Pip, pip.
Yeah. Cheerio, cheerio.
So that's all good. But the ginger...
SX girls now just going, no!
the ginger ale, that is the style that I want to make. That's it. That's exactly what I've been trying to make for the last 4 years.
Okay.
It's an ale with ginger.
Yes.
And it is good.
Okay.
So
it is possible. We'll work on it. We'll work on it, buddy.
It is possible.
So we have no beer talk.
Yeah.
Because we haven't made beer.
We have no beer.
That being said, though,
I'm going to go drink a lot of beer this weekend.
You're going to drink beer this weekend in Phoenix.
Yes.
I am contemplating.
And I was going to say send my best, but I'm just going to do it right now. My best to Jen and Art. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That can work.
I'll bring back beer.
I was thinking about brewing this weekend, but we had a light flicker. I was thinking about brewing beer this weekend. However, because of the possibility of power outage, I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Because the worst thing would be to have 10 gallons there that we have to move without a pump.
Right.
Exactly. We've gotten used to that pump.
No bueno. Well, and you cut up the racking cane, so.
Yes.
Say
that's
anything.
Just cruel.
Hey,
he might listen
that.
To this. We don't say that.
There's no way he listens to this show. No way he sends it.
Anyway, it's freaking brilliant. I got to figure out how to ship that thing now.
Hey, so it's time to name next week's or the program that occurs in a fortnight. But again, please stay locked in to our Twitter account at Patch and Switch. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/PatchandSwitch.
And Instagram at Patch and Switch.
And Instagram.
Yeah. Are we on the Snapchats?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
We're not cool enough.
How about the Periscopes?
Would you stop? I'm trying to do a show here.
We don't use Periscope. We use live.
Oh,
livestream.com.
Right.
Livestream.com.
We use channel.
We
line,
already do,
which uses
okay.
Livestream.
Yeah. So stay tuned to see if there will be a show in a fortnight's time. There may not be because unfortunately the TriCaster has to go on the road. I think it's going to NZ with you, is it not?
I have no idea.
But you won't be here. I'll be here. Jay Shock will be here. Maybe we can find a special guest. Maybe we can build the cage and have the cage match between Nerd Pyle
and
Mark Morrow. Right here live on the Patch and Switch show. We'll have to work
on
that one.
At the same time. It's just, I don't know.
That's why we have the cage
match. Is that like crossing the streams?
It's crossing the streams.
Okay. But could we have the folding chairs too with the cage? Oh, come on.
All right. So random work safe words, please, into the chat room. 15-second videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
Most people would go look at this and go, what the heck are they doing? Most people who listen to us for an hour wonder what they're doing. That's great, V. Nice job. We do need dumpling soon, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Do.
Brilliant first word from Peter is convoy. Jen says coconuts. We'll do that. Convoy coconuts.
Tim Barrett saying CB. You got rocker there, too.
Oh, he said what? Sorry?
CB.
CB. Okay, let's do that.
CB.
Convoy coconut CB. It's a triple C episode of the next
excellent.
Patch and Switch.
Okay.
Oh. So, yeah. Brilliant.
Documented.
Documented.
Yeah.
Oh, you took notes this time.
I took notes last time. Somebody cleared the room before I could get back to him.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I don't think it was me.
I have no idea.
I did notice that last time we just had some people that they showed up at the normal time.
Yes.
And nice. We're not here.
We're not here.
Nice. But that's okay. That's all right. Any closing thoughts?
Stay dry, stay safe, and be nice to people.
Yeah, it's gonna be touchy next few hours. There's the band, which means that we've come to the conclusion of another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch program.
They're wearing slickers.
They are. They're wearing rain slickers and rain boots too. Wonder if they'll loan me an umbrella. Big thank you to everybody who joined us in the chat room, including Kowski, who I saw sneak in, Foul Temper, Frederick Bork, Veronica. Fairbrit, Matt Griff, Not that's you, Claudia, nerd pile, Tim Barrett, Soren, who snuck in. I didn't see you. Sorry, Peter. Good to see you. Jay Walters, Chuck Rocks Canada. Joe Kelly, my main man, JK. I'm going to talk to you about that router setup. Jay Bray 01. Tom Kupka, our good friend Colleen. Join the AAD webinars, folks. I think I got everybody. If I missed anybody, I apologize. It's because the chat room's being all weird. We'll see you in a fortnight's time. Until then, stay safe and have a weekend, everybody.